I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll discover where COVID-19, Kenyan farmers, child brides, and the gospel intersect. And Sammy Tippett shares lessons learned about digital evangelism during the past few months. We'll unpack that story in a moment. But first, efforts to control the spread of COVID-19 have closed public spaces around the world, and that's causing unexpected problems in Kenya, where farmers heavily rely on markets to sell their goods. Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver tells us,
if the herdsmen can't sell their cattle in order to make a living, what they're doing is they're selling off their young girls in marriage.
This dark twist feeds into a different kind of pandemic: human trafficking. In 2016, more than 15 million people were sold into forced marriages. In places like Kenya, it's ingrained in the culture.
We've got to begin to say, look, how do we help these cultures move from this cultural norm that says this is absolutely okay?
One of the ways we can do that is by showing families that slavery is not an option.
How can we help you think through other economic solutions, partnering with another ministry that can talk to them about stewardship, to talk about how God's word gives them principles of how to live?
Want to get involved? Spread the word about this new development in the world of human trafficking. Pray for families facing dire moral and economic crises, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. In other news, economies in Southeast Asia are feeling the sting of extended COVID-19 lockdowns and restrictions. A new report shows unemployment's on the rise. Countries that depend on tourism and exports have been hit especially hard. Financial instability is one factor making people in the region desperate. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World adds another.
With COVID-19 having swept across this region from China out to the neighboring countries, we're just seeing a hunger to know the truth, a hunger for hope, a hunger for healing that's found only in God's word. We are seeing requests for scriptures from our partners all over this region, even from the city of Wuhan in China, the very source of this COVID-19 pandemic. And just recently, we provided 50,000 Gospels of John to the believers there because they said, we're just flooded with people asking us questions, asking us to explain what it means, the Christian faith. They're seeking the Lord. And this is a time that we want to be there. We want to help provide the answers that they're looking for.
If you'd like to help send Bibles to the Harvest in Asia campaign, visit us online. And a couple of weeks ago, we told you about a huge evangelistic event live-streamed by Sammy Tippett Ministries at the end of May. Sammy Tippett was overwhelmed by how many people participated globally, and he's learned some things about ministering with technology.
I am just absolutely convinced that we must take the technology and use it for the glory of God. But I've also become convinced that the strongest way and the greatest way to use it is when you are in strong relationships with other people. And it's only in those relationships that you can go broad and you can go deep with reaching people.
Tippett says the event had massive participation from the Middle East with 750,000 people watching. He wants to create some discipleship groups within these countries and build relationships there. Nepal also had 200,000 viewers.
So what we want to do now is to start trying to build some relationships inside Nepal with Christians, whereby we can build these discipleship groups in Nepal and have the ability to feed those new believers.
Sammy Tippett Ministries needs help with translation work and with financial support to get these translations ready. The five languages they're working on right now include Nepali, Kurdish, Albanian, Italian, and Chinese. Most of all, pray that the gospel will go forth as these relationships are built. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.